A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here am I dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserved to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." How many stories could be told of by how many people, of parents and children, lost and found, dead and brought back to life again? I imagine that anyone listening to this gospel can remember all too well a time when the tragedy and the joy of this story have played out in their lives. In telling this powerful tale of a loving, forgiving father and a thoughtless son, Jesus touches into the deepest core of the human experience. Does loving, really loving someone, mean holding on or letting go? Any parent knows that it is both. Wings and roots are both essential to human relationships. One son stays put and does everything right, it seems, and yet does the father love him more than the one who runs away and dissipates the family fortune? And even before he returns, does the father love him any less? We're told that even while the son was a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. how he longed to see that son again, to welcome him back to his embrace, to share with him all that he had, the very best of what he had. I'm sure that not a day went by, or even an hour, or maybe even a minute, when the father didn't think about his son, wonder about what he was up to, wishing he were back again. Who of us would be that generous toward a child, a spouse, a sibling, or a friend who turned away from us, rejected our love, and even took away and wasted all we had to give? This father was either unbelievably naive or incredibly magnanimous, a human image of holy wisdom, loving creator, a God whose desire to forgive so far exceeds our sinfulness that we have no words to describe the faithful, tender, unconditional mercy waiting for us, always and everywhere. Take a moment today to quietly reflect on all that is ours as beloved children of God. In the words of Thomas Merton, mercy within mercy within mercy. Pray Psalm 103 in gratitude. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is God's kindness toward those who fear God. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God put our transgressions from us.